So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged when stuff happens. That's a good sign. You're on the right track. If you're giving, thank you. If you're giving God all that you know, all that you can, all that's in you, every bit of knowledge and every bit of revelation, every bit of insight, and you're putting in the time to read the word, you're putting in the time to pray, you're putting in the time to obey his word, to follow his commandments, and then crap hits the fan, you should already know you're on the right track. The breakthrough is right there around the corner. It is just past this nonsense that's trying to enter your life. Don't be discouraged by the nonsense that tries to enter your life. Here's a revelation God dropped on me. It can't even get to you. You are surrounded by the grace of God. It's like going through a car wash and you got water and soap and brushes beating all against you. It's right in your face, but it can't get to you. The only way you get wet, the only way you get messed up is if you open the door and let it in. But if you don't speak a negative word to let the negativity in, it can't touch you. Therefore, I press. I press. And I press. And I press. And I press. And in the midst of pressing, I get to rest. It sounds like a contradiction, but the foolish things of the foolish things of God befounds the wise. The things that God does doesn't make sense to the world. It doesn't make a lick of sense, but it makes faith. And that's how you please God, because that's how he operates. You press into the rest. Woo!